Hello and welcome to Unibo Global Life Stories. I'm your host, Jack Coulter. This is a podcast where we talk to the University of Bologna's international students and hear their stories firsthand. Today I'm with Dilan. Say hi, Dilan.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
And introduce yourself to those listening.
I'm Dilan, I'm 27, I'm from Turkey. I studied offshore engineering in Ravenna campus, master's degree, and I completed my bachelor's degree in Turkey in chemical engineering. And now I'm graduated and I'm going to start to work so soon.
Perfect. So let me ask you, just to begin, what's it like being a woman and an engineer? Because it's quite a stereotype that engineers are men, but of course that's changing.
Well, it's kind of a challenge, but it makes me proud about myself and what I studied, because engineering is actually, I don't understand why it's considered as a man job, because engineering is just finding a good solution for make the world a better place. And I believe women can do exactly the same as men.
Of course.
So it's sometimes challenging, especially during my practical experiences. I was one of the only women in the offices or the field. But I'm happy about it.
And what about being specifically a Turkish woman in this field? How does Italy compare to your home in this regard?
Okay, of course, in Turkey, gender issues are more serious than Europe compared to Italy also. But during my experiences, I was quite lucky. I worked in these companies that they are very taking care of gender issues. So I didn't feel so uncomfortable, but in general, in the society, when I say I'm an engineer, oh, are you? Yes, I am. So that was the only thing that I faced with. Like, I was quite lucky, I would say.
But it's something you're proud of also.
Yes, of course.
And why did you choose to study this topic? Because you study offshore engineering.
Yes. So I grew up in this city that was super industrial, and I was waking up to smokes every day, and even though I was very young, I was aware of environmental issues, and I said, if you want to change something, it should be me. That if I cannot change anything as a normal person, then I want to be in the field. And also, I always wanted to go to Europe, and that's why I wanted to choose an area that is valid all around the world. So I choose engineering.
And you said you've already been working here during your time here.
Yes. During my second year of master's degree, I found an internship to complete my thesis. It lasted 9 months, and it was in Marina di Ravenna, a small company focusing on logistics. So, in this company, I was the only woman engineer, and it was quite challenging.
When you arrived, did you speak any Italian?
Yes, I used to speak Italian when I arrived too, but of course I improved a lot also when I'm here, after my arrival. I did some Italian courses in Italy and also in Turkey before coming. Then I did the language course of the University of Bologna in Ravenna, and I was lucky that it was online during COVID time. So I did two different courses, and it helped me a lot. And then living here, of course, improves your Italian.
Were there other international students in the Italian classes, obviously? What about in your actual degree?
Yes, my degree is in English. So actually, there were less Italians than international students. So there were people from Middle East, Asia, European students. So it was super, super international.
And did you make a lot of friends with the other international students?
Yes. So my degree program was a bit tiny. We were around 5-7 people. But Ravenna has different departments. So I was lucky when I arrived, there wasn't COVID. So welcome day was in person. And I had the opportunity to make many friends from other departments, especially social sciences like human rights. They are more social people, let's say. So I had the chance to meet one of my best friends. I met them in welcome day, basically, and we are still in keep in touch. One of them is my housemate. Some of them, I pass all my day with them. So it was very helpful to make friends from different countries. And also there's a big Turkish community in Ravenna, actually, yes. So if I want to just speak Turkish and cook Turkish food, I have many Turkish friends too.
Also at the university, there's a big Turkish community.
Yes, yes. I believe in Bologna even more, but Ravenna also has a very big Turkish community.
Let's talk about Ravenna, because I personally study here in Bologna, but you're obviously in the Ravenna campus. What's that like? What's studying offshore engineering there like?
Okay. When I arrived, my department was in Bologna. And then it changed to Ravenna. And I was a little bit worried about this because Ravenna is a smaller city and Bologna is famous with being a student city. But actually, for an international student, it was even easier because Ravenna is reachable by walking to everywhere. So you don't have to deal with buses, traffic. And it's a small town that you know everyone, more or less. So you have a big friends community. And from this point of view, Ravenna was very easy. For offshore engineering, it's a very industrial area and there are offshore structures. So you actually see offshore structures during your daily life. So that was giving you more clues about what you're studying practically.
And did you like the city? Is it a beautiful city? Or you said it's very industrial, but it's also
yes.
a famous city for tourism and for some other architectural things.
Yes, that's also, I find it interesting because industrial side of the city is far away, but it's super reachable with a bus. And the other part, during the summer, there are all tourists coming to visit all the mosaics. The city itself is very cute and nice to visit, of course, and very historic. Every building is very historic. The buildings are tiny. So I think it's like a cute city in general.
How does it compare to your hometown?
It's not comparable, honestly, because I come from Ankara, which is a very big city. And Ravenna,
it's the capital of Turkey, isn't it?
Yes, it's the capital of Turkey. And big cities are so similar to each other. If you go to Milan, London, I don't know, Ankara, it would look more or less the same. But especially in Italy, smaller towns are changing a lot. The food, the way people speak, the houses, everything changes. So Ravenna has its specific soul and it's not related to my hometown at all.
So have you visited many other places in Italy?
Yes, I visited mainly north of Italy. And as I mentioned before, everything changes. Just you move several kilometers, the way of people speaks. Even ordering breakfast is changing from south to north. And I found it very rich of Italy. Also, the food changes, the stuffing, even just pasta. You think it, I mean, before arriving here, I thought pasta was just a simple dish. But if you go to a town, pasta is completely different. Another town is completely different.
At home, do you cook Turkish food or do you generally eat more Italian meals?
Well, Turkey is a bit like Italy. People doesn't like to eat other cuisines. I think Italians also doesn't like to eat other cuisines. So in Turkey, you mainly eat Turkish food. But now I slowly learn how to cook Italian. And now I'm starting to mix two cuisines and make different dishes altogether.
Turkish-Italian fusion.
Yes.
What are some of the other big differences between your own country, Turkey, and Italy?
Well, many differences. But when I arrived at first, the main stuff that I realized, first thing in the morning, breakfast is completely different. Because in Turkey, we eat so much food in breakfast. And in Italy, everyone just have a croissant, cappuccino, and it's finished. When I arrived at first, I was ordering 3 croissants in the cafe and they were looking at me, are you sure you're gonna eat 3 croissants? Then the lunch and dinner hours are so strict in Italy. You cannot eat before 8, but in Turkey we eat like 6 o'clock, maybe 5. So people were judging me when I go to have dinner at like 6. Oh, but it's so early. So
Sometimes a restaurant isn't even open.
Yes. Also in Turkey, on Sunday, everything is open. And I didn't calculate it the very first times. I didn't go to shop on Sunday. I was assuming that they were going to open, but they were all closed. Other than that, I believe there are some similar parts. Like, there is a kind of non-organization and organized chaos, I call it. So that's, I'm get used to it from Turkey too. So it's a bit chaotic, but also in organized in some way.
Well, I want to understand better why you chose the University of Bologna and Ravenna to study this.
I always wanted to go to Europe since I was maybe 15. I made up my mind that I want to study in Europe or I want to live in Europe. Then I chose engineering, that helped me a lot, and it was in English. My program was delivered in English. And then I realized that I should focus on my English a bit more. Then I went to England to study English. And that's actually the place that I decided to come to Italy, because I met so many Italian friends. And one of them is my boyfriend still. So I'm back to Turkey. I decided to learn Italian. Then I made Italian courses. I came to Italy to visit. Then I back. And then I graduated and I said, okay, I can make a master's degree. And I started to search for Italian universities. Bologna University was offering many scholarships and it was very open to international students. There were many programs in it, teached in English, and it looked to me that it is possible. I applied several universities, but Bologna University was easier to apply and they were more organized, application process, etc. So I applied to two different programs and I got refused at the very first place. Then I applied again and they accepted me, and then I came to Bologna University.
Did you get a scholarship then?
Yes, I took Ergo scholarships.
Ergo. Can you explain what that is?
Okay. Ergo is a scholarship that is given by each region, and that is financed by Emilia-Romagna, which is where Bologna University placed. Also, Bologna University offers many tutorships, and in Ravenna, it was easy to get accepted, so I did tutorships for helping to professors, and it was a part-time job, basically. Still, this Ergo offers you a part-time job to help to university offices. I also did this. So I received many financial support from University of Bologna.
And you also did a lot of work alongside your studies then?
Yes, I did a lot of part-time work at the university. That also helped for my Italian, because university staff is mainly Italian, and they are actually happy to hear international students are trying to learn Italian and they're kind of helping you.
Did you find it difficult not being Italian to find a job in Italy?
Well, sometimes yes, but there are some positions always that's suitable for you, which is, for me, it was an office that is working with internationals and they are expecting you to speak better English than Italian. So for me, it was kind of a good position. Also, University of Bologna has a career advice office that they helped me to prepare my CV, and they prepared me for the interviews in Italian and also in English. So for me, it wasn't very difficult, that the fact that I'm not Italian.
So now you have a job.
Yes, I do have a job. I'm going to move to Rome very soon. I'm going to work for an energy company that is very known in Italy. So I'm very happy and excited about it.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about you, a little bit about your passions. Do you have any hobbies that you pursued while you were here in Ravenna, in Bologna?
When I was in Ravenna, unfortunately, there was COVID most of the time. But before that, I was going to this sport club that from University of Bologna called CUSB. We were doing exercises with a group, with a trainer. That was helping us to socialize a little and then have some exercises. Other than that, my passion is a bit traveling, and Ravenna is quite reachable to any kind. With the train, it is very reachable to other cities and towns. So I visited many small towns of Emilia-Romagna, and they have very specific wines and food. Whenever I have a bit small break from exams or whatever, I book a plane ticket from Bologna, and Bologna airport is quite cheap too. So I traveled a lot during this period.
What's the social life of students in Ravenna like? During COVID,
yes.
Maybe it's not the best example, but...
So there aren't as much as bars, as much as cafes to go, like Bologna. But still, as far as it's a small town, you just go to supermarket and you see your friends having a coffee and you just sit with them. So it's actually easy to socialize, and many people are hosting people in their houses. Also, I was making many dinner parties because I like to cook. So student life is more in the houses or in several bars. Ravenna in summer, it's different in Ravenna because Ravenna has nice beaches, and these are hosting some parties during the day, also during the night. And there is Darsena that many students just go and hang out there. In summer, it's more outside activities, I would say.
You mentioned there's a big Turkish community. Did you come to Italy with any friends, or did anyone you know also come to Italy at the same time as you?
So my roommate was looking for a master's degree in Europe too, and I suggested her to apply to Bologna, and she got accepted too. So we get our house together, but we arrived at different times, so we had the opportunity to make different friends. Besides, when I arrived to Ravenna, international tutor of Ravenna was a Turkish, so he was gathering all the Turks to make the connection and help each other. So at the very beginning, we were very connected and know each other. And that goes on. Each year, a Turkish arrives. We add them into WhatsApp groups. We socialize with them, and we helped out each other. Also, the documents, preparation of the applications are the same because we come from the same country. Even before applications, some Turkish are reaching out to us, and we're trying to help each other out.
Okay. Let me ask you a little bit more about what it was like growing up in Ankara. Is your family a typical Turkish family, would you say?
My family is not very typical Turkish family. They're a little bit more open-minded, because a typical Turkish family wouldn't be so happy to have a girl that is studying engineering and going to another country completely alone. So I'm quite lucky about it too, because my family always let me go abroad myself. They grow me up in a more free way. But also my dad was working for the government, so we moved a lot. I changed schools, I changed many friends. That also adapted me to go abroad and go and adapt to another country.
And what did they think about your decision to come to Bologna?
They were very happy, because when you just Google University of Bologna, they were so proud that, oh, it looks a very good university. Congrats. So they were more proud than worried.
Is there anything you miss other than your family about living in Ankara?
Well, of course I miss my family. Sometimes I had moments that I was crying, I want my mom. But at the end, the distances are in our mind. If I just catch a plane, it's just 2 hours. And I'm at home. So, yes, I miss my family, but nothing so specific, I would say.
What about things about, I don't know, food, specific foods that you can eat, or places you can go to?
Places I can go to? The cafe and restaurant styles are different than Italy. So yes, I miss it sometimes, that whenever I go, I can serve lunch, dinner, whatever. But for food, of course, I miss the real kebab, not the Nash, the one in here. So I found several Turkish restaurants in Italy, but still it doesn't taste the same. So whenever I go back home, I eat only Turkish food, strict Turkish food from specific places.
And growing up in Turkey, do you think it's very different from growing up in some other countries you visited, in Italy or in Europe?
It is so different than Italy. But also, sometimes I found it very similar too, because family part of Italians are very similar to Turkish people. Italians are very connected with their family, also Turkish people. But in Turkey, growing up is, even going to school, we wear uniforms. We cannot wear whatever we want. We have strict rules to follow. Of course, the culture is completely different. The religion is completely different. The approach is completely different. So I would say it's so different.
Is your daily routine or your daily life different here compared to what it was like before?
From the point of view that I'm sharing my house with other students, of course it's changed. My way of cooking changed. My way of activity changed. In Turkey, I had less active life because I was in a bigger city, that I was just looking at the bus, metro, what time I will arrive. In Ravenna, it's a bit more relaxed. Also, I start to use bike during my daily life because it's a very cyclable city. Another thing that was, for me, it was a big difference, recycling your garbage. That's actually in your very daily life, but nobody talks about it, that we don't know when we arrive, where to put organico, which is the organic waste, where to put plastic. I didn't know I should wash plastic before throwing. So these things, that tiny details changed a lot, but nobody talks about it.
What are the professors like here in Ravenna?
Professors' approach are very different than Turkey. They are more focused on what you learn in lecture, even though you don't have to go to lecture. At the very beginning, I didn't understand. Professors were not asking us to be attendants. They weren't taking science or whatever. But they were expecting in the exam exactly what they said in the class. So actually, it's kind of good because you know what you have to study. And I think professors here are theoretically very knowledgeable, sourceful. And whatever you ask them, even though they are so detailed, they have an answer. And even though if they don't, they will come the next week with more information and bomb you. So beside of that, the exam system was different for me at the beginning, and I found it challenging, but then I get used with the oral exams.
Yeah, tell me about that.
So in Turkey, there aren't oral exams at all. We have the same system as US. We have midterms and finals. But in Italy, you can choose different dates for your exams. So it gives you a lot of responsibility that you should organize your time and decide when you have to take the exam. Then the exam is oral, and I don't know, for an engineering field, I find it weird. How can I study to speak? And in general, professors were, okay, write this formula. And okay, I will write then. It's a written exam. No, it's an oral exam. So it was a bit confusing. So that's why I crushed a bit in the very beginning, first semester. I failed several exams, which is not common in Italy because you can choose the exam date, actually. So I made a big mess. Then I learned my lesson and I finally graduated.
Did you have a lot of support in learning how to approach these exams?
Well, as I mentioned, our class was very international and we were very confused what to study and how to study. We go to Italian students that did their bachelor's in Italy, And they said, okay, you have to study every day, not only before the exam. And we were like, ah, okay, that's interesting. Also to professors, they were aware that it's a new system for us. And at the very beginning, they were explaining what's an oral exam and what could they ask, how the exam would go. And booking an exam is completely on your responsibility, and professors were making it explicitly clear, because this is not what we used to. There is one date and you go to the exam and you take it. So your
professors helped you out with that?
Yes. Yes. Also secretaries and other officers in the university.
Is there an office specifically for international students at Ravenna?
Yes, there is international desk. There is the tutor and some employees that speaks well English and ready to help to you. That is very useful.
What about the lessons? Are they more traditional lectures, or were there other kind of activities, more practical activities as well?
In normal times, there are field visits, because Ravenna is very close to offshore structures, but during my time, we couldn't make any technical trips. But now I know my colleagues are going to technical trips around, so there are practical lectures.
Where they actually take you to the structure,
yes,
to see everything firsthand.
Yes, they are taking you to technical trips, basically. But during my time, we were lucky to have the online conferences. We had engineers from around the world and gives us their experiences. Because each of them are graduated from Bologna University and they back to explain their experiences. It was inspiring to hear from people graduated from the same programs as you are, and they're doing actual job. It was inspiring.
Do you have any anecdotes or funny stories you'd like to share with us?
Yes, I do have many funny stories, but one of the moments that I cannot forget, I think for life, that I failed an exam and we were studying in the library. The email arrived when we were still studying, and I go out and start to cry, and people were trying to make me cheer me up. Okay, you can study again. You can take the exam again. And I believe I cannot forget that memory until I die.
Your friends or strangers were trying to cheer you up?
Also strangers, because it's a small library and everyone knows what's happening around. So I think I won't forget that. Besides, the Italian bureaucracy was treating us was challenging us very well. You have to go to take a tax code, then you have to go to police office, then it's not finished, you have to go to police office again to give your fingerprints, then it's not finished because you have to go to police office again to take your card. So all these challenges are actually grow us up a little to understand how the bureaucracy works and how to become an independent person.
Did you have help from other students or from the university with this stuff?
From university a lot, because they prepared everything what we have to do, the to-do list basically. You should go to this office, which is in this address. You should go to that office with that papers. So that kind of helped so much, because you're super lost. You don't know what to do. University was always there if you have questions. Is that okay? That document, where can I get it? They were always helping to answer and answering.
So you're going to stay in Italy for the future to work. You've already got a job. What about long term? Do you see yourself staying in Italy or going back home?
I think I want to stay in Italy for life. Not because only I learned Italian and I adapted the culture, but also I love living in Italy. People are cheerful. If you go in the street, someone has just started to talk with you. Everyone is so friendly. So I love it here. And I hope I will stay in Italy.
And one final question. If you had to describe your experience here with a song title, what song would that be?
I think it would be Come As You Are, because Bologna University accepts you as you are, and it welcomes you. So when I was coming, I had so many doubts. oh, I'm so different than others. What am I going to do? And it became like a family, and also it supported me financially so much. So I'm very grateful for that.
That's all we have time for today. Make sure you check out the next episode to hear more stories from our international students here in Bologna. See you next time.